Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, good Friday. It is Dom time. YouTube alert. Be ready for that. We have members of Congress led by Kerosene Maxine Waters. Thank you, Tom Wire, for that. May you rest in peace. Trying to storm, kind of insurrection like the Department of Education. Now, you know, I don't know. Maybe a court will decide if members of Congress can just willy-nilly go in there when they're closing it and looking over various things. But some of the sound, some of the video from this, even for Maxine Waters, with this security guard standing in front of the door, is priceless. We'll have that coming up, and you can see it also on YouTube. But I want to begin with what the great Scott Jennings, and I emailed this to him, so if you see it tonight on CNN, I'm not sure how many people know the derivation of how did we get into this plastic straw mania. Okay? Now, Jennings said this week, made a great point. We played it many times. That President Trump is picking 80-20 topics, controversies, debates, like the transgender issue, and landing on the side of the American people who want something done with this. I'll give you one that I don't like, that Trump's going down that path. I'm reading this list yesterday, and out of it, yes, no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security benefits for seniors, no tax on overtime to prime people more. No tax or, you know, various things to be done for Made in America. But then in there, I saw one, and I have to admit it. And I know we have a lot of friends in Jersey, for example. I don't believe that we ought to take the cap off the $10,000 a year you can take off in your federal income tax from places like Jersey, New York, California. Because you know what's going to happen. As soon as you take that off, take that cap off that you can take more away, they're going to continue with more taxes, regulations, and things that drive it up. Now, it's popular, though, for Trump to do that because he's liberating people in states where he did very well, like New Jersey. But I'd like to particularly see the tension still be high in New Jersey until we get past the governor's race. But that's a populist thing. A lot of people like that. Even conservatives won't admit it. They like it. I'm on the other side on that one. But he does go for the 80-20. So it just got announced this morning. He tweeted out pretty much that President Trump will be signing. I'm not sure if it'll be next week or not. He will be signing an executive order removing the federal regulations or bans on plastic straws. Another popular thing, people do not like these straws. But I've always kept in my back pocket, where did this come from, this mania over plastic straws? What is it that put it there where these towns virtue signaled? Narberth around here was one of the first. Then I think it was Radnor. Is your town a no plastic straw town? Then at the Jersey Shore, they did that. Well, as best we can tell, and we're going to try to get this guy on. I think he's around 22 now. A kid, I've read about it at one point. It may have been involved with some merit badge or something with the Boy Scouts. A guy named, he was 8 or 9. It depends upon the story you read. Milo Kress, believe in California. He calls up straw companies. You know, these guys are, I think they think they're talking, you know, they're telling a kid, oh, kid, you will not believe the number of straws. It's like shareholders. You won't believe what we do. And he extrapolates his math, and then he comes up with this figure. Now, I've seen it even higher in some news reports of the time, that Americans go through 500 million plastic straws every day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. Back then in 2012 or so, we were using, that would be for the population at the time, 1.6 per person per day. You'd have to be using a plastic. I only use a plastic straw maybe when we go out. I don't use any at home or any straw at home.
What do you do?
Okay, well, it's good if you do, but it's 1.6 per every person every day. You got to be doing that. Preposterous.
Wait, how many per day?
1.6 per every person, man, woman, and child in the United States every single day. That's what you would need to be hitting 500 million straws a day that we go through. All right.
Is it unrealistic?
Yes, it's very unrealistic.
Well, you got to keep in mind, you don't, but there are people in this country that eat fast food 3 meals a day. You're speaking with one right now.
There might be a few of them. It's
my three offset your zero.
Well, I would tell you it's preposterous. It's outlandish. Also, my fallback is, now I've seen a billion that he put out there. Even if that were the case, so what? But I think it's a preposterous figure. Then they broke it down, the environmental people, to say that would be filling up 46,400 large school buses a year to full volume. So in other words, a 9-year-old or 8-year-old started this by calling one or two, it's a little unclear, straw companies, extrapolated those numbers from that. So A, do you believe the number? And B, does it make a difference? That is when this started, around 2012, that it became news. The kid was widely picked up. People still report this as accurate. It's never been checked out. It's uncheckable. Let's say it is a half billion or a billion. Does that matter then? Does that mean then you shouldn't be able to get a plastic straw? Is that where it goes? All right, phone lines.
Can I make an assessment?
Yes.
As somebody who is a frequenter of fast food?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Right.
I would often go and grab a value meal or some kind of iced coffee. And imagine drinking iced coffee out of a paper straw. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed almost instantly after Trump was elected, the first time that I got McDonald's after his election, plastic straw. And ever since I've gone, it's been about like 60-40, 60% of the time. Wow, that's really bad. It's only been about 2 weeks, but I've been like 3 or 4 times, and I got to say 3 out of the 4 times I got a plastic straw rather than a paper.
I wonder if they felt things would ease up with the federal government, but this is an example of 80-20, exactly what Scott Jennings is saying. It might even be 90-10 on this. I'd love to hear from somebody who says, now, you guys, come on now. You know exactly what's happening with all that plastic. Okay. I think there are a lot of people that might be liberal that are fine or walking around with a bottle of in plastic of water, carrying water with them, which is fine. But there's all kinds of things with that, too, right? Why the straw? Why not that? Why is the movement? Same thing here in Philadelphia. Why did we ban soda? Why not the cheesesteak or the donut? Because they know what would happen if they did. But I'm telling you, this coincided. This kid fueled this. We'll see if we can get him on to see what he thinks today about it. Milo Kress. And I vaguely, over the course of time, remember something about the Boy Scouts or doing it somehow or another related to that. He just decided to start to call up these straw companies. And I think they inflated what they're actually selling because, yeah, they're boosters. They want to believe that. 855-839-1210. All right. So one other quick thing, and I want to develop this throughout the show that's football related. So we know that President Trump this week or the last couple of weeks has signed all kinds of things around the issue of DEI. And the biggest thing in the DEI is the equity part, which means equal outcomes. That's exactly what it means. That's the objectionable part. So what does the Inquirer today on the eve of a Super Bowl? All right, it's fine to have them say, and I'm not sure if this has happened before or not, and I'm going to go into the weeds. I'd say this. I remember when Washington won with Doug Williams, and he was the first black quarterback, I believe, that started that game. Okay. Sake of argument, just put that down for a moment. Okay. You might make a mention of it during the broadcast because there was, at one point in time in America, if you showed up, we could set the date. You know, we could argue over the date. You're a black quarterback. You're pretty athletic. They make you into a defensive back or a receiver. That happened. Or there was discrimination. They wouldn't trust black quarterbacks. But are we living in that era now in the defense of DEI? Well, the Inquirer today says, yeah. They talk about Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and Jalen Hurts. The faces of their franchise, the Eagles, have been rejecting the attack on diversity for four decades. Well, it's not an attack on diversity. It's the equity part of this. It's the silliness part of this. And did the Eagles put Michael Vick, of all people, why didn't Andy Reid bring in Michael Vick? Now, I'm not sure if it was in his head. I doubt it. Redemption. He did it because he was able to get a guy still with a lot in the tank because he had killed dogs and he was getting out of jail. It was too soon to do that. And I like Michael Vick in the interview that I did years later. That's why Andy Reid did it. The NFL wants to win. I read this week that the Eagles realize that halftime is longer than you think versus, I think it's at least a half hour, versus what it is during the regular season. And Lane Johnson was talking about they're going to have special projectors to roll film there versus what they usually do at halftime because it's so abbreviated to make adjustments. I mean, just the slightest edge down to the second. That's what they're going to do. So really, is the NFL practicing DEI when it comes to their actual product? No. They're calculating. The 53rd man on the roster, does this guy give you a millionth of a better chance versus somebody else that's out there? Just look at the transactions. Just look at how people move around. The trades, the cuts, the practice squad teams. It's constant churning. That's not DEI. So this Claire Smith wrote this piece talking about black quarterbacks and both quarterbacks. Well, I mean, to be accurate, I think Mahomes is biracial. They want to say both quarterbacks are African-American. Yeah. Okay. Does that matter? Or is it a day that, you know, in the case of Doug Williams, that's an historical marker given the hurdle to being a quarterback if you were black years before. Is that where the NFL is today? I didn't look at the most recent list, and I don't know if it's 50-50. But there are, you know, astounding number of quarterbacks that are African-American. The run is back in the game big time. It's an added factor. That's a given. Look at Hurts. Look at what Mahomes does in close games. It's a big part. That's why I said I consider him, you know, barring injury, if he does anywhere near what he's done so far, ultimately we'll see him as better than Brady. Yes, we will. I know it's seven Super Bowls, but I look at what he does for his team, and Brady was the consummate quarterback. But Brady couldn't run. Watch Mahomes on Sunday, particularly in the fourth quarter. What an edge that gives you. Particularly referees that call penalties that they shouldn't. It gives you an added edge. All right, so 855-839-1210. There's a couple of things. We got a lot of great people stopping by. Let me give you the side question. Henry happened to notice yesterday that Sports Illustrated wrote this piece about how Italian culture bonds the Eagles amid a Super Bowl run. And I mean, you got guys here with cannolis. You got Vic Fangio will not give up his family meatball recipe. All right. Now, I once judged gravy, not sauce, but gravy. I did 3 in 1 day. I consumed spoonfuls of over 100 gravies in South Philly and other places. My palate at the end was pretty hard to tell one from the other. But I got to say, there were differences. That a person's personal gravy. Oh, yes. There were differences.
It's all tomatoes, garlic.
There's a lot more to that. Some people put sugar in it or they put oregano in it. You would be amazed.
Basil.
Love.
Yes. There's a different twist.
How do you quantify love?
A different part to it. So, due to this attack, and they did mention that, now they claim this, I'm not sure about this, that the Philip they play Volare, Dean Martin's on the bus because of flying.
After wins.
After wins. Dean
Fangio's chagrin. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. They claim that there you go.
Let's be like the Eagles.
They say that we are in the most dense Italian population in the country. I used to think that. I'm not so sure about it anymore. So,
I mean, where else would it be?
Parts of Jersey, maybe North Jersey.
That's
I'm thinking
the part of the country we're in.
Not North Jersey. Together. Yeah, I mean, I think they mean in the South Jersey, Philadelphia area. It's heavily Italian, but it's close. It's got to be with a place like North Jersey, I would think. Tommy DeVito, the chicken cacciatore, whatever he has. All right, so we want something, and outside the box, I'll take some of the obvious off, something you think of when you think of Italian culture, something you think of that's Italian, okay? Could be pedestrian, like talking with the hands, which is true. It could be family at the center of it, maybe more so than other, every family, every ethnic group says that, but maybe more so than others. That might be it, might be right in the center of it. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so how about I take the tradition of aperitivo, I think that's how you say it, off the board, which is having drinks before dinner. It's uniquely Italian.
I think so, uniquely, okay.
Well, that's what Google says, at least.
Limoncello, I think that's a wet palate. Sometimes, for some reason, though, we usually do it in the middle of it.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure why. Restaurants do it in the middle of it.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I'm not sure why either.
Yeah.
I thought I would do it at the beginning.
And then I'll take off another Italian thing.
Yeah.
How about the Big East Conference? You know, back in the 80s,
yes,
with all the basketball coaches, Lou Carnesecca, Rick Pitino, both then and now, coaching St. John's to a phenomenal season, PJ Carlissimo, and of course, Villanova's own Raleigh Massimino. Italian league.
Yeah, PJ's got an outstanding voice, doesn't he?
Oh, it's very hoarse, yeah.
Well, if you get choked by one of your players, it might be the reason. Dan, how about yours?
Yeah, let's pay an homage to Sergio Leone and Ennio Morricone and the spaghetti westerns of the old Dom.
Okay.
Yeah, some fantastic, horribly low-budget films that still last to this day. And how about, Dom, we also take off the idea of dipping bread into seasoned olive oil. Fantastic thing that the Italians do.
That's a big creation, yes.
Yeah,
if you go to a place and they don't give you the olive oil right away, you're not in
right?
an Italian restaurant. Yes.
Do you walk out of the restaurant if they don't give you the olive oil?
Probably. Ro, let's go here.
You don't give them like a clearing of the throat noise first before they leave the table.
Where's my olive oil?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how do you call this an Italian restaurant?
How am I supposed to eat this? It's nothing better than some olive oil with some seasoning in it and some sharp provolone and a long hot. Restaurants do that, Dom.
All right.
That's
so let's not take all the good ones. We got a lot of them. You got a lot there, though. But wow us with it. It's all in the story. And you believe the Eagles, the number of coaches, assistant coaches, and all that are Italian, they lead the league in requesting Italian insignias, that kind of thing. There's a lot in. The guy did a great job, this researcher, how Italian culture is what is fueling the Eagles to this Super Bowl run. I should have known it. Coming up, too. YouTube.com/1210 or at 1210 WPHT. Check out what we're going to show you from the Education Department. Maxine Waters in fine form today, trying to storm the gates of one lonely security guard who won't let them in. And the threats to dox this guy, etc., are overwhelming. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We'll take your calls next on Talk Radio 12.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Ted. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Thanks to Paul Tears, I think it's pronounced, who pursued Greg to tell me he knew we were doing the Italian thing today, that cycling and, I can't imagine that, but soccer and cycling are the two big sports in Italy. I don't know about cycling, but what the heck is wrong with that? The soccer, yeah, it's Europe. The cycling, though, could that be that big of a sport? That's...
Go watch people ride a bike for 3 hours.
I know. At least with cars, you have crashes. With the bikes, that's
well, they have crashes
with
the bikes, but they're
well,
not as entertaining.
Yeah, but not as...
Yeah.
Right. Now, if it's the French bike festival every year, even that was considered pretty boring until Lance Armstrong cheated and was involved in getting his way through, you know, the Tour de France. After that with Lance, and I defended him throughout most of that until it became painfully obvious. So, all right, that's what we're looking for today. Hit it outside the box, though. Something that you think. Now, I'm not making this up. Joe of Columbus's answer was Roe's answer last night when I told her we're going to be doing this. And I said, oh, it's not going to go over. Now, Roe is as Italian looking and as Italian as anybody. It's like right off the boat type of stuff. But that was her first answer. Joe of Columbus going to the dark side on this. Let's go to him on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. Tom, maybe more you than me because your last name ends in an O and you're Sicilian. But when people see the vowel at the end of my name, they think I'm connected. So I'm gonna, my choice. And I don't know nothing.
Well, look, you're right. You know, people, the Sons of Italy and I, Joe, have had some stuff back and forth over the years. They don't like The Sopranos. Come on, give me a break. It's great art. And they want to tell us
it insults my intelligence. That makes me very angry.
It's not more of an Italian thing than other groups. It is.
It's all satire. You can't convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
Let's hit them all now while we got the muscle.
It's too many lines. Too much stuff, Joe.
Oh, Paulie won't see him no more.
We got to. I got to deal with that question all the time. You know, you got a guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
we
I got
all
a guy.
Have guys. So, they put down when I was playing golf, of all things, at LaSalle, from famous South Philly, where there's some underworld influence. They write that in the newspaper.
You can act like a man.
I didn't take offense. I just said, you know, come on, put my golf score down there. So,
the moment you take offense is the moment they think you are connected.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, Joe, great one. Great one to lead off. I admire your courage on that. That's part of the downside. All right, before I take another call, though, here's a little bit of the action. Right now, you can see this on YouTube. Here are members of Congress. They're trying to stage... well, let's play this one first, Dan. This gives it the real flavor. 16, it's shorter, too. Here's Maxine Waters, and you have the security guard who just looks straight ahead, some nebbish-looking guy there. Not a no-neck guy. Looks like a guy had showed up and they said, go block the door today.
Someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me.
All right, this is cut 16. Here's what it's like right now at the Education Department.
Excuse me? Are you prepared to stand here all night if we decide to stay?
I guess, yeah.
All right, well, you just stay right there. You just stay and stay.
Why are you letting us go to that desk like we were able to do last year?
No, he's not. He's not a U.S. employee.
This is a public institution.
Did Elon Musk hire you?
Are you qualified? He's blocking the door.
What qualifications does that take?
Yeah, right away they want to see the guy's resume. He should have said, I have no neck here, you know?
Are you qualified to block the door?
I'm trying to think who would be the best. Probably Joe Pesci in some film would be the best guy to be in front of the door there with Maxine Waters. Oh, my God.
Oh, I have someone that could be there in the door.
All right, get it all. Don't miss any of it.
Yeah. Frank Rizzo, Maxine Waters in a showdown.
Let me tell you something.
The Maxwell Ross Frost guy is there, too, and assorted. It must be like 30 down. They wanted to do a photo op in there, and they're not going to let them do that. Now, look, if they go to court, I don't know what the courts are going to rule as far as members of Congress having a look-see at something, how that plays out. That's legit. But for now, I'm just enjoying seeing these Democrats with this guy who just looks straight ahead like he's the Buckingham Palace guard and says, I'm here all night.
I love the question of, are you going to be here all night? She's just like, yeah. It's like, okay.
Can we come back later?
What was the point of her asking?
Yeah.
Are you prepared to stand here all night if we decide to stay?
I guess, yeah.
All right, well, you just stay right there.
All right, here's a little bit of what precipitated that, too. It's cut 15. Here's Maxine Waters again.
Come on, hold your face up. Look at him. Let him see you. This is him. Look at it. What's your name? Tell us your name. Give me that ID again.
Giving you the ID, I shared it to you.
So what?
I showed you the ID.
You do what?
I showed you the
Could
ID.
Could you let me see the ID again?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? Someone else asked him for the ID. Will you ask him let me see it again? You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
They didn't see it.
Oh, my. They want to dox the guy.
This old woman walks up and says, right. I want to see it.
So he won't give it. This guy. Who is this guy? And he's got a Band-Aid. Either that or was that on Twitter they did that? Like a kid's multicolored Band-Aid on the side of his neck that kind of jumps out of it. Now, here's a little bit of where it started. This is cut 14. As members of Congress wanted to get into the lobby, and they basically are saying they want a photo op there. And this guy's having none of it. Here's what it's like.
Do they know that we are here? Max, ask the question again. That's important.
Were you told, are you making this decision to stand in front of this door on your own behalf, on behalf of the Department of Education, or were you told to come out here and block members of Congress and ride the desk?
Doing my job.
So everybody's, what is that?
We're doing our jobs.
We're trying to save your
jobs. It's a
non-responsive.
Show them your ID. Were you told to stand here, or did you decide to stand here and block members of Congress from entering the Department of Education?
Access. To federal
buildings.
Members
of
rules.
We're allowed in there.
So a private security contractor.
Do you know who members of Congress are?
Members
of Congress.
Let me not understand.
A private security contractor is making the decision to block members of Congress from a public access entrance.
I don't think he knows.
You have the authority as a private security contractor to block members of Congress. That has been knighted and granted to you. You have to at least let us go to the desk.
Yeah.
We keep the video up there. Do you want to keep it going?
Yeah, we keep the... I just want to hear this guy a little bit more. This guy's out of Central Casting, and he's not wearing any security uniform. He's got, like, a short shirt on. It's pretty cold out.
Yeah, it's a brown polo.
Yeah, it's a brown polo
with glasses on his forehead.
Yes, and he's got that Band-Aid on somehow or another there, and he just looks straight ahead like it's Buckingham Palace.
You have to at least let us go to the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Look at that.
Who told you to do this?
We got a committee
on this.
Open the door.
I see you now. So do you understand who members of Congress are?
I got it, yeah.
And you know who are we then?
I got the job.
You don't care. We have a job to do.
We're not dangerous people. We're members of security. There are no thieves and thugs out here. We're members of Congress.
Wait a minute. All right, let me stop it there because courtesy Maxine Waters told me when I was on the overnight at WWDB, the first night of the riots, those are not businesses, they're Korean stores. That seems pretty dangerous to me. Let me go to John and Bluebell.
Get it all. Don't miss any of it.
John and Bluebell. Hey, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I think you're framing this the wrong way.
Okay.
This is an insurrection. Let's call it what it is. This is an insurrection. They are demanding to be let into the Department of Education. I happened to be watching this when I was walking by, coming upstairs earlier this morning, and they were saying, we're peaceful. They made sure they said they're peaceful.
Right.
Exactly how Trump had framed it, correct? And they are calling that an insurrection. So,
well,
insurrection.
They are members of Congress, John. So I do think it's an open point about whether they can go into federal buildings. But if they're told they can't go into the federal building at that point, this point, for some executive office reason, then they got to go to court to get in there.
What about Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to go into a federal prison?
Right.
They would not allow her to go in to see anyone during that time.
Well,
so,
yeah, but John, in fairness, a prison is different than going into the Department of Education. I take your broader point, though, about, this is the type of thing where they're potentially exceeding their authority, and all this guy's doing is telling them he's not going to let them do it.
Absolutely.
All right, John, do you have one for the side questioner now?
I think you already took it, but the spaghetti dinner night is one that kind of fits with, my Italian friends.
All right. Thank you, John. Look, I get the instinct to say this is insurrection-like, even though there was no insurrection and all that with January 6th. It is funny, though, too. So we'll see. If a court tells them they have the right to go in there, then we'll see who's going to precipitate that. I'm kind of surprised they didn't take like a bunch of people that are the Capitol Police with them or something. I got an update, by the way, on who you have to protect. Phil Murphy, what he says now about the woman living over top of his house. He said this to reporters in Washington yesterday. But we'll come to your calls, too. It is funny stuff. It is amazing. This guy was the perfect guy to put into that door. He's just, it's my job. He's not getting angry. He's not getting crazy. Well, you ask him. I showed you my ID once. That's enough. Well, then you ask him. Show it again here. And we're not dangerous people. I don't know. Maxine Waters? Some of these other people? 855-839-1210. All right. Dom Giordano program. Another Seinfeld reference, Henry. You better be ready. I'm looking at President Trump meeting with the Japanese prime minister at the White House.
Oh, no.
And it reminds me of Seinfeld. I'm expecting Trump to take out a bag of oranges and give it to the Japanese woman accompanying the premier, who seems to be translating over his shoulder. You must go now.
George is right, Jerry. See, here you're just another apple. But in Japan,
You're an exotic fruit, like an orange, which is rare there.
I do know that the president of South Korea had given up golf for 8 years, and now he's golfing 6 to 8 hours a day.
8 years.
So he can bond with President Trump. That was out there today.
No way.
Well, yeah, because you know what? Trump once told me, yeah, let's play golf over at the Trump. Now, he was on for Mitt Romney way back when. Hmm. He's never, but I've been told by Rand Paul and others, well, you better practice, because if you top one or something like that, that's always going to remark about the rest of it. He doesn't care.
Oh, we should settle more world conflicts like that. Just get them on the golf course. Get our world leaders out.
Yeah, there. But I mean, you know, it's a lot of pressure. If you've ever had to golf in front of when people know who you are, had to do a charity thing or two. I don't care if I took a divot 5 feet long. I'm hitting it in the air.
Yeah.
I'm not going to top it up. Yeah. I've got to get it out.
It's funny, too, because with Trump, like, obviously, he's like the most powerful guy in the world. But at the same time, he's also the peanut gallery.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a firecracker into the sewer here and ask, Henry, you think you can beat Dom in a match, golf match?
It's preposterous.
No, I'm not. I will never claim to be a good golfer. I can get out there and play with the best. Just don't expect me to win.
I'd like to do, I've already got it on the drawing board, a miniature tournament. Everybody can do that. And I have found a course that's pretty tough, though, when we're down the shore for mulligans and assorted things.
So you're the best golfer at 12-10, right?
Nick Cale's pretty good.
Well, come
on,
come on.
He plays more.
Yeah, but we've seen how the guy drives. And
what do you mean?
I don't know anything about the game. I just, you know, I've heard from you and Opelka that
I didn't say
you're better. So.
No, I did not say that. Not at all. I was hitting the ball pretty well that one day we were playing with him. That was about it.
As long as you're hitting it straight and forward, that's all you can ask for.
Okay. Now, I don't want to set up any match with Nick here now. He plays a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. I mean,
Nick could beat you in Top Golf, but I think you beat him in a round of golf.
Well, I could beat someone in Top Golf. That doesn't count.
Well, now, I would take all comers in basketball here, although Henry, we know, we'll have to see if we get him down the shore. That might be a little difficult.
Undefeated in my league right now. So.
All right.
You came hard you dug a shoulder into that Harlem Globetrotter last week.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, the guy was thinking, isn't this just a photo op? No, if I could throw that ball, the roof is kind of short here. The guy's hand is touching on the roof. Where was I going to go here? I can't throw it up
really,
to the sky.
You really wanted that hook.
Yeah, a jump hook over a 7-foot Harlem Globetrotter. Yes. Right, we're going to the game, so if they want anything at halftime, I'm happy to help them
start
out.
Start practicing that half-court shot.
Yeah, DJ will probably hide in embarrassment, so will Ro. They'll run. They won't be with me.
No, you got to cheer on that.
How about we take an hour out of the Harlem Globetrotters time to put you at the foul line and prove that you can make 90 out of 100 free throw shots?
I can't make, no.
How many do you think?
70. About 70.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 70%.
That's actually a realistic.
Yeah, it's realistic. Yeah, particularly I don't like the rims. They're too springy.
Blame it on the rim. Okay. But if you had a perfect rim, it would be easily 90, right?
80. 80 easily. Yeah. I once made 32 in a row, but those were on friendly rims. You know, they bounce around a little. You put it up soft in the rim. That's what we need.
Sure, the audience would love to watch that. That came for the Harlem Globetrotters.
If I get a chance with Trump, I have a list, and I'll ask people to call in today. Not a side question. It would be fun. I'll tell you one that I would have him do that is really in the weeds. And I don't know. It wouldn't be unpopular. Ban on any federal property the half-moon backboard. I hate those things. And the double rim. I've never seen a guy playing on just a
executive order.
I've never played. I mean, I played in games where somebody dunked a ball, but I've never played just on a pickup game on a court where somebody's dunking a ball. And that's why they have the double rim. They want it to hold up or something.
Yeah.
You can't shoot on a double rim. Huh. That's why the ball comes in and out.
That's what makes elite shooters.
You don't see a double rim in the NBA.
No, you don't.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a reason. Yeah, I mean, the ball comes in and out.
Well, I'm sure the NBA has more, you know, disposable income to pay for a broken rim rather than the local municipality.
I don't think anybody's dunked. I like to hear a municipality call me and say somebody's dunking on
their
rims.
Oh, yeah. I've played in plenty of pickup games where there's dunking.
That and putting chains rather than nets on baskets.
Well, the chain sounds sweet. When you swish it like that,
the chains are aside. You're in a rough neighborhood.
You're gonna put you all back in chains.
Yeah, when you have chains in the basket, they're telling you this is a tough place you're playing. Okay,
Henry, do you know what Dom's South Philly nickname was?
No,
Mooney.
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 Yeah. Mooney. Yes.
Every time he played basketball, his pants would fall down.
No, that's not it. moonshot, arcing it over somebody.
Yeah. All right, no, that's a good one.
Or
that's
in South Philly, arching it over. Nobody ever said arc. They said you have a high arch.
Were you doing like the Dirk fade, you know? Doing that shoulder move that you gave the Harlem Globetrotters at the three-point line.
I like that move. I think that's a good move. All right, so President Trump with the Japanese premier. Side question today, the Eagles are heavily Italian. Now, I'm not talking mob figures. Nobody suggested that in the Sports Illustrated thing here. What is something that is very Italian? The other thing, I told you that Trump is going to executive order, I think, on Monday. Plastic straws are okay on the federal level. Now, the states and these cities are not going to go along with that. But it's just another example. The one faux pas to me, and I'm getting a lot of people agreeing with me, emailing, Twitter. He is apparently his plan yesterday. I like everything about it on taxation. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax Social Security, no tax or helpful on tax made in America. He wants to get rid of the salt tax or the cap at $10,000. And I guess he wants to make it whatever you have to pay in Jersey. We've been through this how many times? Your property taxes, et cetera. You get to take that off federally. Do you agree with that? Now, Dan, you're in Jersey. You on board with that?
Sorry, what was it?
You on board that the salt tax, the state and local taxation, the cap of $10,000 should be removed?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any idea? We have to get Maisie on the line. Okay. How much yours might be?
I'm not good with finances. Sorry, Dom.
Okay.
Wait, is this salt we're talking about?
Trying to get a Money Melody back.
Okay.
You're saying salt?
Salt. It's salt.
No, not actual, like, salt.
Yeah,
like,
no,
like,
it's your mineral, state and local tax.
Oh.
And in these states like Jersey, California, Massachusetts, New York, they're the four, maybe Illinois. They are enormous. So to help people out under that, they let them take it off in their income tax, substantial parts of it. Under the last tax bill, they capped it at only $10,000. And for people in Jersey, I need to hear from you in Jersey. How much would your state and local be in Jersey? Let me see if we have anybody in Jersey there. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. He's got a pretty good Italian side question, too. Hey, Joe, what would your state and local taxes be?
Or evil eye.
Yeah. Joe, I'll get back to that. Joe, what would your state and local taxes be, do you think? What's the tax burden?
I'm paying about $5,000 a year in real estate taxes.
Right.
I'm in a condo.
Ah, okay. So yours isn't quite. So would this help you if you got rid of the $10,000 cap?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're on board with that one, then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, Joe, your answer today, the Maloiks or the Evil Eye? That's a good one.
I want to tell you something else. I used to hang out with, five other Italian fellows.
Right.
And they would dye their hair black so it would look better. Did you ever run into that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I think Italian women, I know very few Italian women that don't dye their hair. I mean, it's you're not going to see a gray-headed Italian woman. Not. Uh-huh. And men.
No, but these are the guys.
Yeah, I was getting to that. Yeah, men, particularly their hair is black. Yeah, I've seen that, too. Sometimes it looks pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. That's a good outside-the-box answer. All right, so 855-839-1210. You think it's a small... All these small things add up, though. Trump now wanting to say, at the federal level, you can have plastic straws. All right, more coming up on Talk Radio 1210. All right, I've been told we got some real Italian guys calling in here. Might be trouble. One of my top 10 Dom Giordano show moments was with the Big P at the home show in downtown Philadelphia. When he had his son, a bowling ball head guy, stand behind me with no neck, threatening just because of I don't know what.
I'm telling you, get away from me.
Could have used Frank Rizzo. I think Henry as a producer might have been more useful that day with that guy. I'm not saying.
What are you saying with that?
Your height might have intimidated him for a minute. I don't think you could have reached down and dealt with this guy as easily.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Now, I had this producer, Jim, who's over at KYW. You've seen the guy, right? A couple times there was trouble. There was no trouble after that. He's not a big guy. He's just threatening beyond belief. Let's go to Rick in West Philly next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rick, hey. Afternoon to you.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon. Always a great, great show there. I was just calling about the basketball thing you're talking about, the double rims. I think it was either Henry or whoever made the point that, A, it does give a little more sturdiness, but there's still collapsible rims. I played in plenty of playgrounds where kids, guys could dunk into 6'4", 6'5", dudes. But the other thing with the double rim, and no doubt about it, my sons are great shooters. It does teach you to arch the ball a little bit more.
Wait a minute, to arch the ball a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
It's I to mean, arc it, but that's okay.
You used to beat your ass.
You, yeah. You don't get that cheap little, you know, little touch of the front of the rim, and then it just drips in, you know, because the rims are so soft, and you just get the easy little roll in. So there's a couple of features with the double rim, so I just wanted to make a point. I know that you're the basketball guru over there at 12.
Rick, you think you could take Dom in a one-on-one?
Oh, come on, it's preposterous.
I know that I could take Dom
in a one-on-one. That's preposterous.
100%. Dom's what? What are you, Dom? Are you coming in at 5'7"? 5'8"?
Wait a minute. When Waity once said to me, you're not short, dark, and bald. How are you bald listening to this show?
Yeah, you're not what they expect, Tom.
No, not what they expect. I'm about 6'1 on a good day, 6'1 and a quarter on a very good day.
I have great legs.
With the George Costanza lifts?
No lifts. How tall are you, Rick? You sound like about a 5'8 3/4 guy.
Yeah, my arm release is 5'8" in itself. I'm about 6'4, 6'5".
Oh. That's okay. The bigger they are, yeah. The harder they fall.
Touché, Don. Hey, you guys do a great job, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank
very
you, Rick.
Enjoyable show, as always.
Thank you very much. All right, Henry, this summer, all comers. By the way, Johnny Z, I didn't know if he played golf. He says, when are we going to play golf? I'd like to have the Mulligans tournament. You know, there's enough to chip and putt around yeah. Mulligans there. We could set something up. No, I'm serious. This summer, though, we really should do a
Send a ball through the Acme window?
Yeah.
Go real well.
Yeah, well, some of our planes have been banned before. I don't know if they'll let me drive on the boardwalk anymore, but the air show is coming to Wildwood. So, Mayor Ernie, if you're listening, you should call in and tell us about that today.
Are you implying that you want to fly a plane with two feet?
Yeah, exactly. And there must be
a
helicopter
they
could let us fly. There must be some helicopter stuff going on.
You almost ran over people on the boardwalk. Now you want to fly a plane?
No, the guy said, why don't you continue? And I said, enough already. That 100 yards was fraught with danger. Okay, big 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Stephen Moore, the president's economic advisor, about all these tax cuts, tariffs, and a bunch of other things. Ray Dininger here at 2 o'clock. Keep the calls coming, though. And are you in favor of this salt tax, removing that? Look, I get Trump's a populist, but I'm not on board with that one. 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.